peace. It is a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful word, but we see very little of it, really, when you think about it. As a matter of fact, when you look at the world, you don't see hardly any of it, do you? Well, there's a reason for that. We're going to look at it in just a moment. Verse of Scripture from Luke chapter 2, verse 14, the angel saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now, another translation of that says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those who His favor rests." John 14, 26 and 27 says this, Jesus speaking here, He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So this peace we see is a gift from God to us. As a matter of fact, if you look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 22, you will see the fruit of the Spirit. Part of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. We receive peace from God. It is a gift of God. We do not, I'm going to just tell you to start with, we do not, we cannot, we will not ever have peace apart from the very person and presence of Jesus Christ, which is why the world cannot give you peace, because the world does not have peace. I understand that the United Nations, part of the charter of the UN, says that they are there working for world peace, and that's great that they're doing that, but I promise you they will never bring world peace. All of the laws of all the congresses and parliaments in the world will never bring peace, because man has wickedness in his heart. Apart from the Spirit of God, we are desperately wicked, and peace will not be here. Peace will not reign apart from Jesus Christ. Let's keep going. So when Jesus said peace, what is he talking about? Eirene is the Greek word meaning peace that Jesus used, and it really means to join, because the word peace means a quietness, a restfulness, a calm assurance that everything is back together as it should be. Because if we do not have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are separated from Him, and there is no way back except through Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the way," not part of the way, not one of the ways, but He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me." You will not know peace. You will not have peace. You will not experience peace apart from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The world is not going to know peace until Jesus returns. First thing this morning we want to consider is that peace means an absence of conflict. And yes, it does mean that. It means so much more than that. But it also means an absence of conflict within ourselves. Because if we don't really know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we really are at constant conflict within. Because, you see, God created us to have a relationship with Him. And if we don't have that, if sin has separated, which it does, separates us from God, we are torn out of that relationship with Him, and something is not right. You ever had the feeling that just something is not right? Well, that's the something that's not right. We are torn, we are at conflict within ourselves. Now, the longer we stay in that conflict, the more dull our conscience gets, and we get further and further away, and we don't heed the call. In fact, sometimes we don't even feel the call of God's Spirit on our life. But He is there, and He is knocking, and He is calling, and He is asking you to come to Him. Sooner or later, though, that knocking gets fainter. And then it stops. And then there will be no peace. Ever. Think about it. An eternity without peace. You know, we talk about when people have died, you know, we use the RIP, rest in peace. I'm going to tell you flat out, someone who has died apart from Jesus Christ will never be at peace. there will be no peace the other side of the grave unless you know Jesus Christ on this side. Do you hear me? There will be no peace hereafter if you do not know Jesus Christ today. Absence of conflict without as well. Because you see, if we don't have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are at war with God. Do you realize that? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you never ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to be your Lord and your Savior, then you are at war with God. You are in rebellion with God. July the 4th, 1776, 13 colonies declared their independence from Great Britain. That moment, Britain considered their colonies in rebellion and we were at war. Well, when you sinned, anybody in here without sin? Anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. The minute we sin, we are in rebellion against God. We are at war with God. Jesus brings us back at peace. Without the presence of Jesus Christ in our life, we are not at peace. We are at war with God. Do you want to be at war with God? I don't think I do. But that's where we are if we don't have Jesus Christ. Mankind has been at war with each other just about since the beginning of time. Where does all these wars come from? Well, James tells you in his little epistle. Where do they come from? He said they come from inside. The heart of man. We've been killing each other ever since Adam and Eve's son killed his brother. And we hadn't got a whole lot better, have we? We got a whole lot more laws, but it don't do any good. We got gun-free zones. People still kill each other. We are a lot more civilized now. Yeah, we just kill each other faster now. The peace of God. You can't have peace without until you have peace within. Jesus Christ brings peace within, within ourselves, with God, and with others. Jesus says there are two great commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your soul, your heart, your mind, and your might. And what's the second one? Love your neighbor as yourself. You're not going to be killing your neighbor if you love them. So peace is the absence of conflict. Secondly, peace is the presence of unity. The presence of unity. We sing that song, we're one in the Spirit. That's not just some nice song we sing. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are unified in the Spirit, capital S, the Spirit of God, with every other brother and sister in Christ. Your family just expanded to billions of people, past, present, and future, because you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. People will say, we're all children of God. No, you're not. No. You're only a child of God when Jesus Christ is your Savior. Then you're adopted into the family and you got bunches of brothers and sisters. Amen. One in the Spirit. Unified in a relationship. That we are unified with Christ. We're unified together as the body of Christ. One organism. The presence of unity. Fulfilling our purpose. What God's called us to do. To worship Him. To serve Him. To serve others. To fellowship together. To love each other. You know, church is great, but it's not just something we do because we're supposed to do it once a week. Church is something that ought to be every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It ought to be somewhere you want to go, but it's not. Church is not a place. Church is a relationship. Liberty Baptist Church would exist if, God forbid, a fire burned this building down. Because I'm looking at the church and it's not the walls. The presence of unity. And thirdly, peace is the assurance in life. How can you have this calm, this quietness, this assurance in your life when the world is going to hell in a handbasket? Because you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and He lives in you. How could Paul and his compatriots sing in a dungeon, shackled, with rats running around. And who knows what else? Because they got the peace of God in their lives, no matter what storm is swirling on the outside. We have the assurance that you're never alone. You know, truth is, humanly speaking, you can be in a crowd of 10,000 people and feel completely alone, can't you? Why we feel that way? Because we don't know the other people. We feel separate from them. We don't know them. But rejoice in this, that you are never alone if you know Jesus Christ, because He lives in you. You could not know anybody else that you encounter and you'd still not be alone, because He lives in you. Never alone and never forsaken. He is not going to run off and leave you. Now, He's not going to just let you run amok. He's going to chasten you, chastise you. We don't like that too much, do we? But didn't your mom and dad do that when you needed it? You know, and sometimes the Spirit of God may have to do that too. But He does it because He loves us. We have the assurance we're never alone. We have the ultimate victory. I told you guys before that I do not like to watch Troy football reruns, you know, unless I know they won. If I know they won, I can sit at peace and enjoy the rerun. But if I don't know if they won, it's like it's like you're there. I can't stand it. I'd rather be at the game. I like to know they win. And we all like to know we win, that our teams win. Well, if you look at Revelation, you see we win. Don't we? We win. Ultimate victory. Victory over sin. You don't have to sin. Victory over death. Jesus said, "Those that believe in me will never die." Victory over hell. That's not your destination. You don't have to worry about an eternity without Him. You don't have to worry about an eternity without peace, an eternity without joy, an eternity without life. Because you have Jesus, you have it all. Amen? You have it all. He withheld nothing good from us. And the assurance, and to me, this might be the best news, the assurance is that it does not depend on me. My eternity does not depend on me. Your eternity does not depend on you. How good you are, because do you ever mess up? How many times every day? You know, bunches. Bunches. Paul says, that I know to do, I don't do. And that I don't want to do, that's what I do. This is Paul. And he says, wretched man that I am. God, what's wrong with me? Jesus says, I'm your peace. I'm your assurance. I'm your ticket. Not you. It depends on what He did, not what I do. You see, every world religion you encounter, everyone that you encounter says you earn salvation by something you do. You do these things, you do those things, whatever it is, and you get there. Well, God tells us in His Word, you can't get there. Because you are not good enough, you will never be good enough. But don't worry about it. I am, and I'm going to take care of it for you. You just trust in me. That's the good news. That's the gift of Christmas that keeps on giving. Peace. You're not going to have it in the world. You're not going to find it in the world. It does not come in a bunch of packages and a bunch of things you buy. You can't steal it. You can't force it. Peace is a gift given by God in the person of Jesus Christ, nailed to a cross for you and for me, resurrected again, lives forever, and sealed with His Spirit when you receive Him as your Savior. The gift of God. Peace. Indescribable, precious peace. Can't find it anywhere else, but you know it when you got it. Amen. Here's your compass point. Jesus gives true peace, real peace. He is the only source of peace. The only question is, have you received it? Do you know Him? If not, now is the time, and this is the place. Father, thank You for Your love, for Your blessing. Lord, we're about to have a moment of invitation. We've heard Your message that You are the peace, Lord Jesus, and we desperately desire peace. We desperately desire You. Father God, if there's anyone here today that does not know You as Savior and Lord, I pray that before they leave this building, right now, in this next few moments, they will say, Lord God, forgive me of my sins. I believe You. I know that You love me and that You gave Your life for me and that You live forever. Will You forgive me of my sins? Come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Savior and be my Lord. Father, I pray that someone did that this morning, and then they have the assurance of eternity with You and peace everlasting. We are Yours, and this is Your time, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.